Praise God. You know, God is good to us even when we're going through storms, when we're going through trials and tribulations. And, you know, and the difference is we have someone that we can hold on to. How many of you know God is our rope of hope? He is. And how many of you know we saw some things, even probably did some things in 2015 that we don't want to carry over into 2016? And I like starting over. I like starting again. I like setting goals. You know, I worked in the secular world at Southwestern Bell Telephone Company. And, you know, the people in the secular world, even Jesus talked about them having wisdom. And I remember us setting goals. And we set goals for the 6 months. Period. And then when that 6 months was up, we looked to see how many of those goals were met. And, you know, and here sometimes in the church, we don't have goals. I mean, goals, spiritual goals for God. I know we have New Year's resolutions. You know, most of the time we set them up. So we set them and we break them pretty quickly, you know, but there should be some spiritual goals that we have in our lives. And the Holy Spirit is going to help us to reach those goals. Well, anyway, but I'm just going to minister just for a few minutes, and then Dawn's going to come and share. But the Lord gave me some words to give the church, and to me, it's to me too, some words of caution before we enter into the year 2016. How many of you want to know what the Bible says that cautions us about going further and continuing to do the same thing, be the same way? We don't want to be the same. That's one thing that, you know, I don't like being in the same place year after year. You know, I look at that and it's really irritating to me if I see that, you know, I haven't moved or haven't grown, like I should have, you know, and then I ask God to forgive me. But this is one of the words of caution. Number one, don't enter 2016 being lukewarm. Amen. And we know Brother Jerry been ministering, Sister Lane been ministering on the living a supernatural life. And, you know, a lukewarm Christian is really, it's like an affront to God. Because, I mean, when you get close to the fire, how many know you're going to be moving?
I know you are.
Amen? I mean, and so the thing is, we want our relationship with God to be red hot. Because if it's not, then it's just like, I know I've said this almost every time I mention out here that my friend asked me, is he a real Christian? You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't want people to ask that question about us because we don't have to tell people that we're real Christians. You know, if they can see our lives, that we love God with all our heart, with all our soul, our mind. Amen. And we are excited about him. How many of you are excited about the Lord? I'm telling you, we're excited about him. We're on fire for him. We're passionate for him. And so we don't want to be lukewarm when we go into 2016. Amen. So I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to remind you to bring these points up to your remembrance. And so when you start feeling lukewarm, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to say, don't be lukewarm. Okay. And so I'm going to show you what God feels about it. Revelation 3:15, we all know that scripture says, I know your works, that you're neither hot nor cold. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, he says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Now that's what Jesus said about a lukewarm Christian. And we certainly do not want to fit that bill. Amen. We do not want to have that kind of attitude. We do not want to be lukewarm. And then I want to read this from the Message Bible. I usually never read the Message Bible, but I thought this was unique. He said, I know you inside and out and find little to my liking. Now, you know, if Jesus said that he's going to spew us out of his mouth, vomit us out of his mouth. I mean, how many of you know that's a sickening thought? It's a sickening thought. I even read that physicians give patients lukewarm water to induce vomiting. Lukewarm water. See, because cold water, you know, it's refreshing. I mean, I like my water cold in the bottles. I like my water cold, and I don't like it hot. But, you know, then when you people drink hot tea. Donald drinks hot tea all the time. I drink hot coffee. And when my coffee starts getting lukewarm, I take it to the microwave and heat it back up. Because, you know, not many people like lukewarm things. And so this is what in the Message Bible, he says, you're not cold, you're not hot. Far better to be cold or hot. Then it says, you're stale. You're stagnant. You make me want to vomit. I mean, you know, this is kind of brutally straightforward in the Message Bible, but Jesus did say it. It's in reading your Bible. It's in the King James. So when you find yourself being lukewarm, I mean, you need to shake yourself. I need to shake myself. Amen. If I find myself getting into a lukewarm state, you know why? Because lukewarm Christians send confusing messages to the world. I mean, because how many, you know, they're watching you. They're watching me. And that's what they're saying. Is she a real Christian? See, because we should be hot on fire for God. We shouldn't be sending mixed signals to the world. How many of you know Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth? So, I mean, you just cook some food and don't put any kind of seasoning on it at all. It doesn't taste good, does it? It doesn't taste good. So if he said, we're the salt of the earth, we're the ones that bring the flavor to the world. We're the one. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he also says, we are the light of the world. We're the light. So when how many know it's darkness all around us? It's so much darkness now. And so wherever you are the light. You are the light that causes people to see Jesus. You are the light. We're not going to be blending in with the world where they can't tell that we are Christians. I'm telling you, I worked in a place like that. I worked at the post office one time, and I'm telling you, I didn't even know there were any Christians there. And then when they saw me reading my Bible, you know, some of the unbelievers, they were like, did you see her? She was reading her Bible right there out in the open. And you know what? Then other Christians, they started coming out of the closet. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a Assembly of God brother. I teach Sunday school. You know, but I'm saying it should not be any confusion about who you are. It should not be any confusion. They should know that's a Christian. That's a Christian. Because you are the light. When people need help, they know they can come to you and you'll pray for them. You will encourage them. You don't act like the world. Amen. All right. Now, so I looked up some synonyms for lukewarm. So you'll know. So the Holy Spirit is going to bring some of these words to you when you start. If you start acting like this, I'm going to say, if you start acting like this. All right. One word for lukewarm, it means it's lacking fire, enthusiasm, or conviction. Just don't have it. Just not excited about Jesus. Not excited about church. Not excited about the word. I'm telling you, that's lukewarm. Moderate. That's one word. That means you're just kind of in the middle. You see, you're kind of neutral. Unemotional. You're not happy and excited. And you're not sad. You're just kind of unemotional. How about half-hearted? Half-hearted. You don't have your heart in really serving the Lord like you should. Well, it's time to go to church. It's time. You going? I don't know. You going? Should that be a question? It shouldn't be a question at all. Hesitant. I mean, you slow to obey. You're hesitant. You're slow. You know, I'm going to tell you, I tell the kids at school, slow obedience is disobedience. 1 Thelma 2:1. So that's the scripture. So, Scott Bentz, I don't know if Ember's here, but they know that scripture because I taught them. But, and then indecisive, you just can't make up your mind. Am I going to serve? Am I going to help them at church? Am I going to do this? You know, you're just kind of, indecisive about it. Can't make up your mind about it. That's lukewarm. That's being lukewarm. Uncertain. I'm not sure what to do. I don't know if I ought to do this or I ought to do that. I don't feel like it. You know, just like feelings has something to do with being obedient. Has nothing to do with it. Uncommitted. Just won't commit. They asked me to help with the children. They asked me to help with this. And I just don't know. I'm just children, not my thing. You know, I mean, just won't commit. And the thing about it is we're looking at people, but we're not looking at God. We don't have a mindset. It's a God thing. And see, God, I remember Pastor Osteen used to tell us this all the time. God gives you the opportunity to minister, to serve. That's really what it means. When you minister, you're serving, to serve. And then the opportunity opens and then he's going to watch your progress. To watch and see how faithful you were to that. You know, how committed you were to that. Unresponsive. They ask you a question. Can you do this? Can you do that? And, you know, we're just like, won't say yes and won't say no. We're just not going to say anything. And then people have to push us. And, you know, I'm telling you, that's not right. How many of you know God is a good God? He's an awesome God. And we need him and we pray and ask him to do all these things for us. And then when we're out here in the world with the world, then they can't even see Jesus shining through us because we're not on fire for God. Amen. And then sometimes we're just indifferent. We're not interested in anything. We're just not interested. Just going to go to church, going to go hear the word, sit on the pew, go home and do this over and over and over. And I'm telling you, Brother Jerry and Sister Lane, they had a long time ago, we were across the river in the little small church and they had a vision. The vision that God gave them for Victory Church is the vision. And you know what it says? Heaven's depending on you. Heaven is depending on you. It's personal. Heaven is depending on you. Heaven's depending on me. We have to take it personally. It's like, what do I need to do? What are you asking me to do, God? He has called each and every one of us to serve him. And we serve him when we serve other people. We have got to get selfishness out of our lives. And we have got to not be lukewarm. And that is being lukewarm when we're not serving God by serving people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nonchalant. It's just like, I just don't care. You know, well, what's going on? Oh, I don't know. You know, are you praying for people? Are you praying for the church to grow? Are you praying daily for your pastors? Are you praying? I mean, I have a prayer list. It's memorized. You know, I pray for all my loved ones. You know, then I got to pray for not just Brother Jerry and Sister Lane, not just for Cricket and Jennifer, we just got to pray for I got a list. I've got a list of people that we hold up in prayer. You know why? Because woe unto me if I don't pray. Woe unto the church if we are not praying. Because God does what prayer does. We cannot be lukewarm. I mean, because God is going to ask us, you know, it's like we got to give an account for what we do here on this earth. We've got to give an account for it. And, you know, I don't want him to say, you know, I asked you to pray for them and you didn't do it. And I asked you to pray for them and you didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we pray. The Bible says that Jesus spoke a parable unto this end that men ought to always pray and not to faint. Praying always, it says in Ephesians, with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching. See, I'm telling you, those are people that's watching and praying are people who are on fire and alert to God. We've got to ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? It's a me thing. Amen. It's a me thing. And the Holy Spirit is going to convict you. He's going to talk to you. And you're going to remember this message that I do not want to be lukewarm. I want y'all to say this. I don't want to be lukewarm. Say it again. I don't want to be lukewarm. Say it one more time. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be hot and on fire for God. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand, because God is going to cause that to happen in your life this year. And, you know, there is a solution. God has a solution. How many of you know he chastens those who he loves? He loves us. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, this is what he said. It's in the Amplified. It said, those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I tell them their faults. How many of you know he tells us what's wrong with us? Sometimes we don't want to hear it, and sometimes we ignore it. It says, I tell them their faults and convict and convince and reprove and chasten. I discipline and instruct them. Yes, how many of you have been disciplined by the Lord? I have. I don't like whippings. I don't like spankings. But when your parents do it to spank you, how many of you know they do it because they love you? They love you. You know, Chris, y'all heard him preacher. He used to say, y'all love me too much. Because he got a lot of them. All of them did. I had three boys first. I'm telling you, we had to do a lot of spanking. And then it goes on to say, so be enthusiastic and earnest and burning with zeal and repent, changing your mind and your attitude. So your attitude is going to say, I tell you what, Lord, I'm not going to be lukewarm this year. I'm going to be hot for you, God. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to just show me what to do, Lord. Show me what to do. Tell me what to do. Tell me who to pray for. Lord, I write their names down, Lord. And Lord, I will not forget to pray for them. Lord, I will. I'm telling you, God is looking for intercessors. He's looking for people that's going to pray, that's going to do what he's asking you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we've got to repent and change our mind and our attitude. And say, I'm not going into 2016 with a lukewarm spirit. I am going to be every day asking God what he wants me to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then he says, look, therefore, this is Ephesians 5:14. He says, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So he's telling us, the church, to wake up. Wake up. We are living in the last of the last days. This is in the last of the last of the last days. I mean, can't you just see what's going on? I mean, it's our job to pray. You know, and so that's what we're to do, and to obey God. Verse 15 says, see then that you walk circumspectly. That means you're alert, you're sober, you're looking all around, you're seeing, I see that devil, I see this in the spirit. The Lord will show you some things. If he knows he can trust you to obey him, he's going to show you some things and give you some assignments. I know Donald's going to come up here and minister on that in a minute. It says, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. How many of you have to say it was some lost time last year? You lost some time. But the Bible said we can redeem the time. We can make up time. I mean, we can speed it up. You know, and we're going to have opportunity. We're going to be fasting. We're going to be praying. And I'm telling you, God is going to give us some things to do that's going to cause the time to be redeemed. He's going to cause some things to speed up. Speed up. You know, I teach physics and so then when we teach about momentum. And the formula for momentum is P stands for momentum. It's the mass times the velocity. So, I mean, it's a speeding up of things. And that's what God's going to do in 2016. He's going to speed up some things. Some things that's been held up in the spirit. God says, I'm going to speed them up. I'm going to speed up some things for you. I'm going to speed up some things for you. I'm going to cause some finances to come to you in a faster pace, a faster time. God says he's going to redeem. He's going to help us redeem the time in our lives. Amen. And I'm telling you, just like you haven't even missed a beat. It's just going to be, you're just going to step on and you're going to be moved. You'll look back, say, wow, how did that happen? And the Holy Spirit is the one that brought you to that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so then I want to read it. This part out of the Amplified. This part says, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. The days are evil. And so God's going to cause this time to be speeded up. Amen. She says, therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. And if you don't know what the will of the Lord is, all you need to do is ask him. The Bible says, Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock. Amen. You got, if you want to know some things, you got to ask. And I'm telling you, God will tell you. If you don't know what you're supposed to be doing in 2016, you need to ask. And then you need to get the vision. I mean, and wait, because he's going to tell you what it is. Get the vision. Write it down. I write everything down because I know me. I'm a person like out of sight, out of mind. I clean up something, put it out of sight, and I can't find it. I have cleaned it up. So get the vision. Pray and ask God to show you what your assignment is in 2016. Write it down and keep it someplace where you can see it. And guess what? God is going to perform his word for you and your family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was good, wasn't it? Yeah, well, praise God. I'm going right behind her in that vein that she was in about your assignment. But first of all, we need to pray for Linda Dixon and at Strong School student at Strong. A student was involved in a wreck this afternoon. We want to pray for them because, you know, when people send prayer requests to the church, it's important. Amen. We don't know who the student is, but Jesus knows. Amen. Hallelujah. So why don't you just stand for a few minutes and let's pray over them. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, you are God. We trust you, O God. You are the answer for all things, God. Lord, I pray right now that this wreck that happened today, God, this afternoon, we ask that you turn it around. In Jesus' name, God, for your glory and your honor, God. Lord, heal where things need to be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, let the good hand of God rest upon this family, God. Lord, we believe for a breakthrough right now. Lord, we don't know what's all involved, but we know that everything that the devil does is bad. So we bind his acts right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we believe you're raising this student up, and you are healing this student by the power of miracle, God. Thank you, Lord. We declare that the weapon that's been formed against this student, it will not prosper. Lord, we are praying right now, and we condemn everything that's came against this student in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we agree. We release our faith, Lord. There is no distance in the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that's here with the church that's praying through us right now, God, is there with them, God. Pray a quickening in the spiritual realm. Touch the body right now. Heal, God, from the crown of the head to the sole of our feet, God. We release our faith and we release the healing virtue right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we believe your report. We believe the report of the Lord, the strong arm of God being revealed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for the breakthrough for this family. God was waiting on us to pray. Amen. So he can move and do his work now. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that Sister Linda then was not praying, but she got more power and more faith being released tonight. Amen. Well, praise God. I don't have that much time. We're going to hit you real quick tonight. And I want to declare and decree to you tonight that this is the year of the saints. Hallelujah. This is the year of the saint. Raise your hand if you're a saint. Hallelujah. This is the year of the saints of the Lord. Amen. In 2016, saints, get ready. God is getting ready to move. Amen. On our behalf. Hallelujah. In 2016. Hallelujah. Because this is, when you think about 2016, you know, God made all these things. He made everything on the earth. But 2016, the number 16 is the number of man, mankind. You know, that's the number of man. You know, he made everything, and then he created man on the sixth day. Amen. And so it's our year. Hallelujah. Well, I'm claiming that. This is the year of the saints. Amen. But as Sister McRae was saying, what is your assignment in 2016? What is your assignment? I want to ask you now. I just want to rephrase that. What are our assignments in 2016? Because I'm not eliminated. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, God gives me assignments as well. Amen. Hallelujah. I have an assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of you probably tonight, you don't know what God is telling you to do for this year. Hallelujah. You know, and that's no problem. But God, he wants you to know. He wants us to know. Hallelujah. All through the Bible, God gave out assignments. Hallelujah. You can pick up the Bible and begin to read, and you can see those that were in the Bible had assignments. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to take for just for example tonight. I want to take Moses for an example. In Exodus 3:2-3, it said, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, 'I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.'" Hallelujah. Moses turned aside. Hallelujah. You're going to have to turn aside this year and see what God is wanting to tell you to do for your assignment. Amen. Over here in Exodus 3:9-12, let's read. "Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptian oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I would send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, 'Whom am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?' So he said, 'I will certainly be with you.'" Hallelujah. How many of you know God is with us? Hallelujah. Emmanuel. We just got through singing the song, God with us. And if God be with us, he what? More than the world against us. God is saying he's going to be with us this year. "And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Hallelujah. Mountain symbolizes strength. Strength from, you know, how many of you know the Bible said, "Let us go unto the mountain of the Lord." And when it talks about that, let's go to the house of God where we can receive some strength. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but if I can make it to the house of the Lord, there's something in the house that energizes me because there's electricity that's going through the body. Hallelujah. How many of you know you're going to hear the word of God? You're going to receive the word of God. You're going to receive hope. Hallelujah. You're going to receive something that you wasn't able to receive nowhere else in the house of the Lord. There's salvation in the house of the Lord. There's healing in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's praise in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's peace in the house of the Lord. That's why I said, come to the mountain of the Lord that you might receive the strength to carry on. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Moses was a what? A type of deliverer. He was a deliverer. Hallelujah. Moses was a type of deliverer to bring the children out of Egypt. You know, we talk about deliverance and we talk about salvation and deliverance. Are you one that's going to bring deliverance today? At your job, in Walmart, where you work at, you know, are you going to be a type of Moses to bring salvation? Hallelujah. Be a type of deliverer. Hallelujah. But we, the Bible, you know what the Bible says in Matthew 6:33. It said, when you turn aside this year to find your assignment, you're going to turn aside and pray and ask God for your assignment. Amen. But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things going to be added unto you. When you begin to seek the Lord, there's something about putting your mind on the Lord and God doing the rest. Hallelujah. Because God see the whole picture. He see everything about you. Hallelujah. The Bible say that man, everything is naked and open unto the eyes of the Lord, of whom we have to do with. So we are just naked. You know, you can just picture a little kid and he looks around and he know mommy is not looking, or dad is not looking. He get in that cookie jar and he get him some cookies. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, God saw him getting them cookies. I mean, you know, everything is naked to the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God, he is a God that's going to take care of you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all for good. Amen. We must become God seekers. You're going to have to seek God to find your assignment. Amen. You're going to have to seek God to find your assignment. And so when you begin to seek God, God's going to let you know what your assignment. That's what happened to Moses. And how many know Moses was thinking that he could not do it? But God said, I'm going to be with you, Moses. When you go to Pharaoh, I'm going to be with you. And you can read the story. God was with Moses. Because miracle after miracle, Moses wrought in Egypt. Amen. To bring those children out of Egypt. Now, Moses had an assignment. What is your assignment tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Noah. How many of you know Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord? Let's look at Genesis 6:7-8. It says, so the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah had an assignment. Every born again member of the Church of Jesus Christ has a part to play in God's plan. That's why I say I must work the work of him that has sent me while it is day. Because when night come, no man can work. Why you think they're talking about night? We are the light of the world. Hallelujah. We are the light of the world. When we get out of here, ain't no more light. Amen. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. We are the one that's going, is shining for Jesus in this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why we are light in this earth. And you know, if we ain't going to be light in this earth and we not going to get our assignment and work this year in 2016, we might as well go on to heaven. Because God has given us assignment. How we got something to do. So you might as well pull up your sleeves, roll up your sleeves and get ready, because God is getting ready to give you an assignment for 2016. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God has something for you to do that no one else can do just like you can. Nobody else can do it. Nobody can go into your drinking and alcoholic family and get them saved but you. You know what's going on. Nobody can get on their knees and pray and believe for a turnaround in your family but you. Hallelujah. Brother Jerry can't go in your family. You know, he can't go on your job. He can't do these things for you. You got to do it. Amen. Nobody can do it but you. That's why God has called you, and he's given you the assignment to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you know that Noah's obedience saved the whole human race. It just is obedient. My wife was talking about being obedient this year. We got to be obedient. Well, God's going to be talking to us. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when I was working at the paper mill. Little did I know that the paper mill was going to go down. But I was working there. And I had an assignment there, working at the paper mill. Amen. I would get there early in the morning. The brothers there, we would gather there in the old maintenance building, and we would have prayer in the paper mill. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, God give us assignment. Prayer got so good, we would go to a brother's house down in Frenchport and carry prayer on a little bit longer. And I'm telling you, I saw miracles down there. Saw miracles, but I was working on my assignment. Hallelujah. The meal went down, but how many of you know God was trying to save some people in that meal? Amen. He was trying to do a work in that meal. And I thank God that he used me to do what I did in the meal before it went down. And just like Noah had a thing to do, because it was dark in Noah's days. Wasn't nobody serving the Lord but Noah. Wasn't nobody being obedient but Noah. But Noah found grace in the eyes sight of God. I'm telling you, you got assignment this year. Hallelujah. To work for God. Amen. To work his plan. And see, in Hebrew 11 and 7, it said, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of this household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Hallelujah. How many of you know that faith is what moved mountains? Noah had faith. Mountain moving faith. How many of you know how to build an ark when the whole world around you is going another way? I tell you, men, you know about this, and some of you ladies know about it. If you swim, it's hard to swim upstream. You can swim all you want to, but the current is against you. It's hard to swim upstream when the current is going another direction. But I tell you, but if you are able to swim in that current and move and have yourself going forward, God will help you. Amen. Hallelujah. The world is going one way, but I'm telling you, you got to be a light in that way. Amen. If you be a light on your job, you leave the rest to God. God will do it. Amen. Be a light in the classroom, and God will do the rest. Amen. Somebody going to have to stand up for righteousness in 2016. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we looked at the things that God has told us to do. In Isaiah 1 and 18 and 19, it says, come now and let us reason together, say the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they shall be wool as wool. If you are willing and what? Obedient, what you gonna do? You shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. And look at here what it says in Philippians 2 and 13. It said, for it is God who work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. So God's gonna be working in us. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God works in us? He's doing a work through us for his pleasure. God's all about saving the world. God is all about bringing salvation into the world. Hallelujah. He sent his only begotten son into the world that whosoever believe in him shall be saved. Amen. How many of you know that the Lord is working in us? I'm telling you, payday is coming. If you seek first the kingdom of God, payday is coming. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things going to be added to you. It's in your assignment that you're going to receive payday. Hallelujah. Because payday is coming for you. and me. It's in the assignment. Amen. All of these, Lord, receive the blessings of the Lord. Moses received the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Matthew 6 and 10, it said, the kingdom of God, you will be done on earth in heaven as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer. He said, kingdom of God come and will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we are doing. We are bringing heaven on the earth. Amen. In Luke 22:41-43, it said, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthened him. Payday came. Hallelujah. He said, not my will, but your will be done. And that's what it's all about. The will of God being done here on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that in Hebrews 5:7-9, I'm getting ready to close. In Hebrews 5:7-9, it said, whom in the day of his flesh, talking about Jesus, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with vehemence, cry and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Payday came. Payday is coming. Amen. For us, the prosperity is in our assignment when we are working the things of God, when we are doing what God has given us to do on the earth. Amen. How many of you know we might as well get on a ship and go on to heaven if we don't pray, turn aside to seek the Lord, and allow him to give us our assignment. Our assignment is going to bring us our wealth, our well-being. That's why we're here today. That's why we're still on the earth, taking back territory, taking back the land, because the Bible say, every place that the sole of your feet trample on, I will give it to you for an inheritance. Hallelujah. Are you ready to take back some land? Take back some territory in 2016. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. Assignments. Think it not strange that you are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, holy nation, peculiar people, to show forth the praise of God, who have brought you out of us out of darkness into a marvelous light. I don't care how dark it is. God is with us, shining through us. It could be 100 million midnights, just a spark of light will cause eyes to see. Somebody getting on their knees praying in darkness all around. People going different ways and that way. Someone in a restaurant grabbing hands, saying grace over meals, being a light. Someone come to you. Arthritis is hurting today. I don't feel good. Let me pray for you. My Jesus is a healer. Being a light in 2016. shining because God is in you. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray tonight. Don't say that I can't do it. You can do it. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. He's in us. God's going to give you prayer assignments. He's going to give you salvation assignments. Assignments are going to be released tonight. Father, as we are here today, tonight, we come thanking you, God, for another year, God. Lord, we know that you have us here for a reason, God. And so, Lord, we want to work, your plan. We want to take our assignments this year, God. We want to embrace them, Lord. And Father, I thank you that as we obey you in 2016, God, we believe that payday will come. Lord, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in 2015. But Lord, we're going to get closer and closer to you in 2016. Because our hope is in you. And we just want to lift you up at this threshold tonight. And as we walk in to 2016, shouting, grace, grace, grace to every mountain that hinder in 2015. Thank you, Lord, that those mountains have to come down. And as we come to the house of the Lord and receive strength each meeting, God, we'll go out and be conquerors, more than conquerors, through Jesus Christ, shouting victory, 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 because Jesus is greater in us than the devil that's in the world. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands tonight and just receive the blessings of the Lord, the assignments of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.